With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Food and Drug Administration names a longtime pharmaceutical executive to run the agency's drug program.
The Food and Drug Administration has named Dr. George Tidmarsh, a former pharmaceutical executive, to run the agency's drug program. His appointment comes a month after the center's acting director, Dr. Jacqueline Corrigan-Corray, announced her retirement. Dr. Tidmarsh is a cancer and pediatric specialist who will now oversee the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, a team that regulates the safety and effectiveness of all U.S. drugs. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
2 weeks after deadly floods swept through Texas, officials dropped the number of still missing people in the hardest hit area to 3.
That's down from nearly 160 in the days following the July 4th weekend floods. Kerr County Judge Rob Kelly said at a county commissioner's meeting Monday that tracking people down on the missing list was a Herculean effort, noting that most were tourists who returned home without reporting back that they were okay. The flash floods killed at least 135 people in Texas, and most of the deaths were in Kerr County. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump wants to know why Brian Koberger killed 4 University of Idaho students in 2022. Koberger pleaded guilty to the stabbings and will avoid the death penalty, but he did not give a reason for his acts. President Trump posted on Truth Social that while life imprisonment is tough, it's better than the death penalty, and he hopes the judge makes Koberger explain why he did it. Koberger is expected to receive 4 life terms when he's sentenced on Wednesday. The Pentagon tells U.S. Marines to leave Los Angeles after more than a month in the city. The 700 Marines were deployed on June 9th during anti-ICE riots. Their presence was limited to federal buildings, including an ICE office and detention facility. This is SRN News. Something new from Planned Parenthood.
The nation's largest abortion business is heavily into sexual education, seeking to influence the way public schools teach the subject. Planned Parenthood is now offering a program for teachers to learn how to teach sex ed called Sex Ed to Go. And amongst its most troubling assertions is that, quote, children are sexual from birth. This discredited idea denies scientific fact and has been employed by some to argue for the decriminalization of pedophilia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Japanese church has blessed the final piece of its restoration nearly 80 years after being destroyed by the second U.S. atomic bomb dropped on Japan. A reproduction of its lost bell restored by a group of Americans. The new bell was blessed by Peter Nakamura, Archbishop of Nagasaki, and the Urikami Cathedral in a ceremony attended by more than 100 followers this month. This is SRN News. President Trump encourages Texas to create more Republican-leaning congressional districts. We have an update from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The Texas legislature kicked off a special session Monday, with President Donald Trump keeping tabs on the action from Washington. Republican Governor Greg Abbott called in the session following devastating flooding in central Texas. But redistricting is also on the agenda, and Mr. Trump is asking Texas state lawmakers to draw a congressional map with as many as 5 more House districts that favor Republicans. Doing so would bolster the party's chances of maintaining control in the House after next year's midterms. The president has no public events on his schedule Monday. He's planning a private lunch with Vice President J.D. Vance at the White House. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Cosby Show actor Malcolm Jamal Warner has died at the age of 54. Multiple reports say he died after drowning in Costa Rica. Warner was known for his role as Theodore Huxtable in the hit sitcom. More details at srnnews.com.